afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly here in Cape Town between the 6th and the 15th of August, and there's just hundreds and hundreds of astronomers here. But there's one talk that I attended which really, really excited me a great deal, and I'm very, very pleased to have Dr. Nicole Cole on, who's from the James Webb Space Telescope, which is run by NASA, here to talk to us about something really special, which is the atmospheres around planets outside of our solar system. So these are tiny objects a long, long way away, and there's so much that we know about them. Good afternoon, Nicole, and thank you for talking to us.
Hi, good afternoon. It's great to be here.
So now, I knew that we were able now with powerful instruments like the James Webb Space Telescope to look at the atmospheres of exoplanets, but I had no idea the kind of detail we're getting.
That's right. You know, the James Webb Space Telescope, it's NASA's largest flagship mission ever launched into space. You know, it was so large we had to launch it folded up in the rocket, and then it unfolded in space in order to get us the data we're getting today. And so it was actually designed to observe, you know, some of the most distant galaxies and even some of the first stars ever formed in the universe. It wasn't necessarily designed to study distant planets, but luckily, you know, the faintest galaxies, you need high precision, you know, good quality data for that. You need the same thing for exoplanets because we're observing these really thin atmospheres, right, around these objects that are not really nearby. You know, they can be tens to hundreds of light years away. And so they're all still in our galaxy. They're all still relatively nearby, but still far enough that it is pretty impressive, you know, the types of signals we can get from them. But again, it's thanks to the James Webb Space Telescope.
Now, you were talking about things that we're finding in these atmospheres that we're able to detect the structure of the atmospheres. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, with solar system planets, you know, that we know and love, Jupiter, Saturn, Earth, of course, they all have clouds, hazes, you know, circulation in the atmosphere, things like that. And so these are things that even though we can't physically go to these exoplanets, we are able to study them and learn if there's things like clouds and hazes. And in fact, we found evidence of really exotic quartz crystal clouds in an atmosphere of a gas giant planet, which I think was not expected at all. But it's also not surprising because these atmospheres and these planets are often very hot, like much hotter than our solar system planets. They orbit very close to their stars, so they're really different environments. But that's just one example. And then, of course, we can learn, too, about just the general chemical composition as well. All the different molecules that can be in the atmosphere, things like carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, methane, and all of that helps us get a big picture of the, you know, structure of the atmosphere, as well as even like how heat is recirculated in the atmosphere.
And what you're doing now, as I understand it, is that you're able to make a kind of classification schema of planets and their sizes and their compositions, and that your work in detecting the atmospheres of planets can help a lot with that.
Yeah, we are definitely getting to that stage where, you know, the telescope has been operating for a few years now, and it's observed at least tens of planets now. Many more are in the queue, or, you know, the data is being analyzed. So it's observed quite a few already. But so we can start to classify these planets, like you said, because we've been observing everything from Earth-sized planets to Jupiter-sized planets. And, you know, we start to see similar trends or patterns. One trend we're seeing is, you know, small planets are really challenging to study. Of course, they have really thin atmospheres, and we're trying to get down to signals of, you know, sometimes parts per million, you know, signals that we want to try to detect. And we need a lot of James Webb time for that. And so we're working on it, but there are trends that we can see, and just really that ultimately everything helps us learn about how the planets probably formed over time, millions of years ago still, but how they formed and from a disk of material around their star and possibly migrated inward to end up orbiting really close to their star. Or maybe they didn't, you know, maybe they got ejected further away from their star. So these are things we can tell just by studying the atmospheres.
It is extraordinary what we can do with just, you know, some instruments here on Earth and up in space. what we can tell about our universe, and so much more to learn. Thank you so much for talking to us. This is Nicole Colon, who works for NASA, from the James Webb Space Telescope, talking about the atmospheres of planets outside of our solar system. It's just so extraordinarily fascinating. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.